Loveline, coast to coast.
It is Loveline.
Oh, boy. That is the weirdest sounding mic of all time.
Yeah.
What? 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 Anderson's pointing at us like we know what's going to happen. I think he means check the connections.
No, he's all right. He means grab
one mic. All right, grab the other mic. Here we go. It's Loveline.
Yeah, there you go, Drew.
The number, 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Adam Carolla. I'm Dr. Drew. I work in the addiction medicine field. Yeah. Carolla's a comedian.
Jesus
on the
Christ.
Main show.
Mike goes on the fritz and you come undone.
Oh, I'm fine. He doesn't like the way I say it.
My favorite part of the show is when you were just going to sit there and watch me go find the new mic while you killed time. Oh, man. This is so bad. There's not enough slack on this mic cord for me to almost fall asleep during the course of this show.
Why don't
you
we
know
switch,
how that
why
deserves
don't we switch
me.
Mics?
You ready?
Yeah.
You want to do that? Hold on. Hold on.
And
hold on. No. One, two, three.
Action.
Hello. Hello.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Now we can both lean back.
Mudvayne is coming in here.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Drew's mic fell apart. Well, it worked for about 3 seconds, Drew, until your microphone fell apart.
Oh, my God.
There you go. You can fix that up there, buddy. Mudvayne is going to come in here. They are, what are they, Drew? They're very
rock
hard,
band.
Hard rock band.
Yeah, if you're into the easy listening music,
no,
you ain't into the
not. Mudvayne is not for you. So they're on stage or just getting off stage, and they're going to come in here in just a few minutes. We'll hop on the phones and speak to James, who's 21. James?
Yeah?
What's up?
Not much. I had a question. My girlfriend's a squirter.
Yeah?
And I don't know what it is. Is it what in a woman is fluid enough that's not pee that's
going to
drench me?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but what in a man would do that? I mean, it's the same thing that's like you make saliva.
Yeah, you make saliva, you make semen.
Yeah, but it's sweet.
Is it sweet?
Yeah, it's sweet.
Well, sweet to you because you're in love.
Right.
And what is sweet?
What are
things that are sweet? Can they not be made in volume?
I don't know, man, but it ain't like me. It ain't thick or nothing.
No, that's true. She's got glands down there, and they produce something that you think tastes sweet, and it comes out of her when you give her an orgasm. God bless you.
Well, tasty.
She didn't do it forever, and then all of a sudden it just blew up at me, and, you know, now she's just the coolest thing in the world, but I don't know if she's peeing on me or not.
Well.
It doesn't smell like urine.
No, she's not.
And, you know, if it dries on the bed or something, it doesn't smell like urine.
I doubt she's peeing. I doubt she's peeing. There is such a thing, but I doubt that's what
urine doesn't smell sweet.
No, it doesn't.
Unless she's diabetic.
Right.
Then it could taste sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's lots of sugar in it.
Because when you're diabetic, you're ridding your body of sugar.
You spill sugar excessively.
And it comes out via urine?
Mm-hmm.
How about the Duke?
No. Pee.
No?
Pee.
Why not?
Pee.
Just pee.
Mm.
All right.
Because the Duke's outside the body.
Right. You explain that to me, let's say twice a week, and I never understand what you're saying. It's outside the body when it lands in the toilet. That's what you mean, right?
Mm.
Ooh, what the hell was that? Candace?
Yeah?
What was that noise that came out of you?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I want to know how long do you have to wait to take the morning after pill.
Well, what have you heard us say?
I don't know.
Never heard us talk about the amount of time you have, the window, the pill if you take, blank number of hours after unprotected intercourse.
Nope.
72 hours.
Do you listen to the show, Candace?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is everything so strained for you, Candace?
It's not.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Well, what's going on in your life?
Nothing.
Okay, hey, Drew, tell you what. I got to take a leak. I'm going to ask Candace a question.
Yeah.
I'll go take a leak.
And come back.
She
she may have answered by then.
I think I should time it just right.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
And?
What's your sign?
All right. Here I go. Go. See you in a minute.
All right. Hey, Candace?
Huh?
Yeah. Can you turn your radio down?
Mm-hmm.
I think my experiment worked, Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good radio. All right, Candace?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Here's my deal to you. You speak up and you answer the questions quickly, and I won't hang up on you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So far, no good.
What happened? Who'd you have sex with? How old? How old was the guy?
Like 19.
All right.
Who was he?
Who was he?
I don't really know.
How are you planning to get the morning after pill?
I don't know.
Okay, call Planned Parenthood, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They can get that for you. It's good. 72 hours. When did you have sex?
Monday.
Monday night?
Yes.
So here we are. We're just we're at 48 hours here. Right?
Uh-huh.
So you...
Hey, Candace, are you scared? Or are you angry? Or are you stupid? What's going on with you?
I'm scared.
What's the matter? Are you in trouble?
No.
Okay. You're 14, but you really sound like you're 9. Maybe 8. Are you all right? Are you on medication?
No.
Does anyone want you to be on medication?
Psychiatrist, that's it.
Okay.
Well, maybe you ought to take it, whatever they're telling you.
Can you talk to those people and do what they tell you to do, please?
Yeah, but my mom won't let me take it.
Mm. Well, who sent you to the psychiatrist?
My mom.
All right, well,
what'd she expect? Where's your dad?
In Las Vegas.
In where? Outer space?
Where?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Did he ever molest you or beat you or anything?
No.
Did anything happen to you?
He used to, abuse my mom with that
fit. Physical abuse?
Yeah.
From your mom?
Okay. He used to do it to my mom.
I see. All right, Candace, we don't got any more time for you. I'm very sorry for your situation.
Planned Parenthood, 1-800-230-PLAN. Get the morning after pill. You have 24 more hours to take it. And the sooner you take it, the more effective it's going to be. So call now.
All right?
Okay.
All right. And listen, no no more unprotected sex. Please, screwball. Thank you. Okay. I can't wait for Candace's response each and every time. And I feel like the biggest turd in the world for being angry at screwed up 14-year-olds. But honeys and fellas, you got to participate in this goddamn show or I'll hang up on your squirrely ass. It drives me insane. And I do feel weird. Like, I actually get angry. And I know Candace is angry.
Oh. Yeah.
That's anger.
Yes.
People don't understand what that is. They think it's fear.
No.
They think it's nerves.
No.
They think it's sleep deprivation. It's not.
It's hostility.
It's hostility.
Yeah.
It comes out in a weird way, but it's a kind of hostility. It's like... You have to work if you want to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind that in a person, but don't call this goddamn show. Do that to me when I come up and talk to you. Don't come up and talk to me and then do it. It drives me insane. Okay. Go to Planned Parenthood. Talk to them and hurry, please. Jake.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Mm. You're 20.
That's right.
All right. What's up with you?
Hanging out.
Okay. What's your question?
No, it's not really have one. Just wanted to say something.
All right. Well, we got to have questions on this show. Lauren?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
I took ecstasy like 2 weekends ago.
All right.
And ever since then, I haven't been able to have an orgasm. I was just wondering if that could possibly be why.
Yeah, I've heard of that before, actually.
Yeah?
Really? Yeah. And was it easy for you to have orgasms before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you taking any other medication?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, interesting.
Boy, you should do a PSA. I mean, that's a public service announcement.
Why not to do E?
Yeah, I lost my orgasm.
I had no problem.
I'm Lauren. I'm 17 years old. I used to be a hoe.
I'll feel like I'm going to have one, but then it just goes away.
Are you depressed, too, or anxious, anything like that?
No.
Are you doing any other drugs?
Endorsement.
No.
Okay. Well, I have heard of this. I don't know how long it lasts, because the only time I've ever heard people complain about that is on this radio program, so I don't really see it in the clinical world.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming it's something that's relatively short-lived.
I'll bet you'll find that elusive orgasm. You probably lost it at the rave. It's probably some guy, it fell out with your van keys, some guy swept it up. Said some... Your orgasm's in some landfill right now in Joliet. Yeah, it's bad times. You'll be fine. You got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Did he give you the oral sex?
Yeah.
All right.
She's not into that.
Still not into the oral sex?
No, I do.
Right. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That didn't work either.
Bad times, but it'll be back.
Okay.
I don't do any more of that.
Yeah, you okay. do. You do more. You might permanently lose it.
That's oh, really?
Fine. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. What are you talking about? Oh, you're just lying. It's okay to lie to people if it's for their
own
good,
right? No, you know what? I'm assuming that it would be. It's like the mood disturbances we see after some of these drugs. Is that they're transient for a while, and then pretty much the rest of the time, then a few more times, and pow, they persist.
Well, let's look at it this way, Drew. A woman does not have plumbing. She has, like, fiber optic cable.
That's
right?
Just too simple.
Not even that. She uses
computer network.
She uses, like, telepathy give herself an orgasm.
Right.
Her brain sends it through the spinal cord and then is attached to the vagina, right?
Right, right.
Men have galvanized plumbing, three-quarter plumbing.
Yeah.
Now.
Copper.
Yeah. I said galvanized already.
What does that
screwball.
Mean? What does that mean?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
What does
galvanized,
that mean?
It's old plumbing and the copper is the new stuff.
Okay.
You can't galvanize copper.
Okay,
quiet down. Now listen. It is easy for a guy to have an orgasm. Guy could be in a coma. Guy could be brain dead. Guy could blow his head out with drugs. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
because it's a hard plumbing equation.
It's basically a spinal reflex.
Right. Women, some have them, some don't. It's got nothing to do with what's going on internally.
Yeah, their brain's involved.
So if you screw with yourself with drugs and alter your mood, mm-hmm. you could screw that up.
Mm-hmm.
Very delicate balance, ladies. Brittany?
Hi.
You're 15.
My question is about these pills called Stacker 2.
What are they called?
Stacker 2.
What the hell's that?
Hey, I heard this, my friend, she said that she took these and she lost a lot of weight from them.
Well, they must be good then.
No, like, but is ephedra bad for teens?
Yes, very bad.
What is it?
Hold on, was she saying ephedra?
Yeah, she finally said ephedra. First,
oh,
she
said Stacker 2?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's like a wrestling off.
It's like,
well, first of all, you've got, like, allergies or asthma or something, right?
Yeah, I'm just kind of tired. I took, like, a nap when I called.
No, you can't breathe through your nose.
I have, like, a cold.
Oh, okay. That's what we're talking about. You know that really bad nasal cold you have?
Yeah.
We're hearing
that's what we're talking about. The one you've had for a few days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. First of all, you have a cold.
All right.
So that should be taken care of. Secondly, ephedra is a stimulant,
mm-hmm.
and as such, it can cause the usual problems of other stimulants. There's some liver problems associated with it. It can cause heart attacks, strokes.
What's up with your weight?
I'm like really overweight.
How much you weigh?
About 220.
How tall are you?
5'6".
That's perfect for your height.
Yeah, really get with a dietitian.
Yeah,
get some exercise program going.
How'd you put the weight on?
I was kind of like depressed.
Okay. Yeah, but here's the thing. It's a very slippery slope at 15 to be depressed and overeat and put on a bunch of weight and then take drugs, essentially, to shed the weight.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's not going to serve you well in life. You just have to change your lifestyle.
Uh-huh. Because I did go to the doctor, like, last summer.
Uh-huh.
I lost 18 pounds, but I gained it all back.
All right. You're going to have to work at it.
Get back again.
Are your parents overweight?
No.
They're not?
No.
Oh, that's good. Then that's you won't be fighting such an uphill battle. You're not you don't have that genetic predisposition.
No, really, nobody in our family's overweight at all.
All right, you're the one then. So that's good. You just get yourself on a little diet and do a little exercise. All right,
stay with it. Have somebody, a trainer and or a dietitian or somebody, stay with you and watch you for an extended period of time.
I shouldn't do none of
do not things. Do drugs. Do not do the drugs.
It's personality night tonight on Love Line. It's like, I know Brittany said she was sleeping earlier. It's like we called people and woke them up.
Yeah, from a coma.
Oh. I was going to say hibernation, but it's like coma night on Love Line, isn't it?
Mm.
And not only that, but people are sort of having trouble tracking tonight.
Trouble
like following. Like
angry that we woke them from the coma.
It's like you got somebody who's not pulling an ounce of oxygen through their nose, and you're trying to comment on it, and they're like, huh?
Or
what?
How about
I was taking a nap.
I'm going to take a pee. What's your sign?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird detachment night tonight.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right with me. I get paid either way.
Speaking of detach, you notice this microphone I'm using now?
Yeah, why don't you screw that bass back onto
I've
that
thing? I tried like three times. Oh, off,
well, so. You're the guy who thinks galvanized piping should be made of copper.
Should be copperized, yeah.
Copperized, yeah.
Michael, 23.
Yes, sir.
You're that's more like it. Yes, what's happening?
I'm 23. Okay, last night you guys had a girl who called and said she'd been with her boyfriend for a couple of years, and he wanted to try, you know, anal sex. And she said she wanted to try it also, but she was really apprehensive about doing it because she was afraid it was going to hurt and everything else. Okay, me and my girlfriend, we've done it many times, and there is a way she can do it that it won't hurt. First of all, she has to be relaxed. She has to just relax and kind of be comfortable with it. Okay, that's first.
Right. Well, what do I say? What do I say? Eat. Hold on. What did I say 15 times last night? Drink a wine cooler and relax. Right. Relax. Right. Relax. Okay.
Second of all, before you know, you can't push like a finger through, you know, the hole of a
whatever
of a needle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to first right. You have to kind of
yeah, Shakespeare.
Open it up a little bit. Oh, come on.
All right.
Like open it up.
I was going to go Will Rogers, but all right.
Or even use a tongue, you know, to kind of get it relaxed, you know, her sphincter, right?
Yeah, you say tongue the anus.
Hold
on, slow down. I'm trying to write this down.
Tongue. Oh. Say it again, Adam.
First is relax, right?
Second, you got to loosen it up a little bit.
Loosen it up by
jam it in.
By how? So you're saying. Hold on a second. You're saying don't anally rape her while she's just stimulated.
Exactly.
When you yesterday were talking about
turn her on. She wants to do stuff.
You were talking.
And then, you know, kind of loosen it up a little bit, maybe with your tongue or your finger. A lot of lubricant, yeah. Whatever you can use. And then, you know, maybe try to put it in.
Lubricant. I see. Okay. All right. Thank you. Listen, wait a minute. This chick called last night, said she wanted to try anal sex. She's a little bit scared. What did I say?
Yeah, and she said it hurt her. She had tried it. It hurt.
All right,
relax,
I said.
Have a wine cooler, play some music.
And use some lubricant.
Use some lubricant.
Right. Now,
you left the tongue out, though, Adam. You didn't.
I did not say to tongue her sphincter.
You said
yet.
Use your special line of graduated anal plugs. If I remember
right. Now, yeah. Michael is called to put a whole new spin on last night's advice,
yes.
Which is relax. And to use a loop.
And, by the way, to really turn this night around.
Right. Michael?
Yes, sir.
So relax, use lube, use the tongue, perhaps?
Right.
Anything else?
Yeah. I've got...
yeah?
I've got a mason jar in my ass.
Oh, please. All right.
I think
that was an impromptu thing, the mason jar in his ass.
Right. He doesn't even understand.
He doesn't understand the
joke,
correct mason jar anus-related lingo.
I reject those attempts that really don't understand the history and the true poetic.
Yeah. You know,
he's qualified.
You know what that's like? It was like when I used to watch Sanford and Son when I was a kid, and the white cop would show up and he'd say, "Hey, Mr. Sanford, far up."
Mm-hmm.
He was butchering the verbiage, and we know he's a poser. All right, should we take one more call?
Please.
Bridget?
Yes?
You're 22. You're a big comeback call tonight. What's up?
I was just wondering if there's any rehab centers you can go to and take your kid?
Occasionally there are some, but you'd have to be stabilized first, usually.
Okay, because I just had a baby, and that's the only way I could go.
Yeah, you know, when you're going, what are you coming off of?
Oxycontin.
Yeah, when you're coming off opiates, you're going to be pretty sick for three to 7 days, frankly.
Yeah.
You can't take care of a child during that time, so the child has to be in someone's hands during your detox. And then once you're through that, potentially there are places that possibly, they're tough to find sometimes, but you might be able to come up with something.
How about your folks?
My mom.
I meant your mom, yeah.
So. Well, I left when I was 16 and came up here on my own, and my dad died when I was 7. Mm.
I see. And what about friends, other people you used to do drugs with, perhaps?
Do what?
Do you have any friends? Who do you know who's not going to sell the kid for drugs?
Well, I don't have any family up here. I'm married.
You are? Okay.
Yeah. And my mom, she's in recovery. She's
good.
Been in recovery since I was 13. I went in an alcoholic coma.
Great.
She had a spiritual awakening.
Why can't your husband take care of the kid?
Let me translate that. Did time.
I'm kind of a control freak.
Want to ask her if that's it?
And I would worry, you know.
So is your mom sober or not?
Yeah, my mom's sober.
Was she in jail for a while?
No. I drank a whole bunch of vodka, and I was in an alcoholic coma overnight. And I was 13, and she had a spiritual awakening because I almost died.
You almost died.
I see.
So how about it now? She's nice and sober. Maybe she can look after your youngin' while you're fixing yourself up.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's a good plan. And how about your husband? What kind of guy is he?
He's a good guy.
Is he doing drugs?
No, he drinks. He's an alcoholic, but not like a raging alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. I see.
He's been a raging alcoholic before, but I only let him drink, you know, so much a night.
That's nice.
Well, he needs to get
now. What do you do? Do you measure that out in a cup? That's like a measuring cup, or you just cut him off at like a 12-pack?
If he starts drinking too fast, I just tell him to slow it down.
I see. All right.
Yeah. See, he knows. I hid it from him for a long time, and I told him that because I know all about recovering. If one of us is doing it, then we're both gonna have to do it. Because I wanted him to stop drinking completely when I was pregnant, and then I realized. If I want to quit, I'm going to have to quit.
That's right.
Bridget, you got a good beginning, a good sort of foundation of knowledge, at least, to go forward. And it sounds like you're realistic, you understand what's necessary. Now let's go do it.
Yeah.
All right. On behalf of your child.
Yeah, this is a good time to do it.
You don't want this kid going into a vodka-induced coma at 13, do you?
Here's the other thing.
I want to know what her answer was. She said no. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks.
The other thing is that a loaded parent at this stage in a child's life is an abandoning parent. You're not available the way the child needs you to be.
Yeah.
Better you should give it a week off and come back as a awake, tuned in, alive human parent, rather than someone that is blunted and intoxicated all the time. That child has trouble dealing with that.
I was afraid to do it while I was pregnant because I didn't know if it would.
You could abort.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you did the right thing.
All right, good. Now finish it. Yep. Take care of yourself. When we come back, we're going to speak to Steve. He's 13. He saw a girl's boobs he wants to date, and it turned him off.
Adam.
Hold on.
You sure you want to talk to him?
Steve? Steve?
Caller who goes by Steve. There he is.
All right. Steve?
Hi.
Put down the ether rag.
You saw some boobs, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. All right?
Okay.
You know what I feel like tonight? I feel like a paramedic who's like a guy just took a bad spill on a motorcycle and I'm leaning over him. It's like, do you know where you are? Sir, get the paddles, Bob. It's like, I keep asking people questions, and I keep going, all right? And they, like a long pause, I go, okay? And I go, yeah. Whatever. It's like a follow-up, like extra nudge tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it all started with your microphone, didn't it, Drew? All right, you're going to get that fixed up. Mudvayne is going to come in here and breathe some life into this show. We're going to yell at Engineer Anderson, and we'll be right back after this.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. Adam Carolla has no mic. Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Why don't you grab one of those other mics there, Adam? Sit back, relax. No, I got that's my mic.
All right. There you go. Hey, everybody. Well, Anderson, you're right back in the old S house. Anderson flew in here, apologized profusely, told me it wasn't his fault, fixed everything, and we're right back where we started from. Mudvayne is coming in. We should just stop the show and go home.
All right.
We always threaten to do it, but this time we should really do it. Thank you.
It's been Loveline.
It's been great. Mudvayne is, I think they're here, or I heard them come in. They were at the Hollywood Palladium a little bit earlier tonight. I actually saw some of the commotion out front of the Palladium on my way home from the Man Show tonight. So we'll see how that gig went tonight. Steve?
Yeah.
13?
Yeah. Actually, I'm 14.
14.
That's different then.
Yeah, you like a girl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you saw her boobs?
Yeah.
How did you see her boobs?
We were working on a class project, and she just kind of bent over.
Okay.
Saw a little cleavage?
Yeah. No, not. She's not really, like, big.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, like,
You didn't like that? You didn't like the way they looked, or what's the deal?
No, it's not that. It's just, I just saw it. It's like, whoa, hey, it's a boob. And so I went home, and, so I tried to jack off, but then,
All right, he's an idiot. He's not serious.
Yeah.
He's just a jack off. Speaking of jacking off. Oh, what 14-year-old guy sees a boob and goes home and tries to jack off, but to no avail. Drew, how many times did you try to whack off at 14, but no dice? Never.
No.
Right?
No.
I announced I was jacking off and something came out of my penis before I even got started on myself. Rob?
Yes.
You're 35.
Yeah, how's it going, Adam?
Good.
Yeah, I need some advice from the master.
That's me. What do you need?
Yeah. Well, back in my younger days when I was in the Army, I used to kind of sleep around on my wife a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be married 11 years tomorrow. But the problem is that she also did it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Recently?
About 3 years ago.
3 years ago. One time.
Well, as far as I know, I think there's a couple times, though, but I'm not sure about it.
So you did it multiple times.
Yeah.
Multiple people.
Yeah.
How did you find out?
Well, some friends told me they'd seen her around, and then I caught her actually one time with the guy.
What?
And I didn't walk in on while they were, you know, doing it, but I saw them together, so I knew what was going on.
Oh, all right.
God.
Okay, and the problem is it's like I said, it's been about 3 years, and I just can't seem to get over it, you know? Sex life is really terrible right now.
Yeah.
Does she know?
On my part, you know, I don't know.
Does she know you're this upset about it?
We've had our fights about it, but we kind of got over it. The reason I stay together is because we have two kids, and I did it to her, you know, so I thought, you know, maybe I'll, you know, try to work it out.
She knows about you doing it to her?
No, she doesn't know how many times. She thinks she knows about one.
I see. Well, you really got a foundation of love going
here. I was
going
to say, the foundation is so rocky. You need to, I think... To me, this is an opportunity where therapy would be extremely useful.
Yeah.
And you need a safe environment where you can come clean with each other.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain amount of collusion here going on where you sort of...
Not too clean, by the way. She don't need to know about every...
No, but she needs to know
every hooker
that
you didn't dang.
You know, you're allowing her behavior because of your own guilt about what you did. And that's a bizarre way to proceed.
Well, he's not allowing it.
He's very, very troubled by it, but he doesn't let himself tell her about that because he feels guilty because he might have to tell her about what he did.
Well, she kind of knows about what he did,
not
and
really,
I think...
Not in his mind.
Listen, Rob?
Yes?
Be honest. You feel it like, or tell me if this is how you feel, if you level the full-out attack on her, she'd come back at you and probably tell you some stuff you didn't want to hear about stuff you might have done. Is that true or not?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean,
so.
You don't really... Hold on a second. Drew, you know what it's like in a relationship. You've been in those relationships where they know a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you know something. Neither one of you is talking about it. Mm. But you know goddamn well the second you open your trap and start talking about them, some stuff about you is going to start coming
up,
too.
But that's the point.
And you ain't going to have a very good shot at defending that.
But the point is, it needs to come up. How would you feel if you told her everything about what you had done and she said, you know what, I love you, honey, I forgive you?
I don't know. Maybe I should try that.
How would you feel if that you went through that? And she was still able to accept you and still tell you that she loved you and go on?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a huge relief?
Yeah, probably.
Well, listen, Rob, you say you want to stay together on behalf of your two kids, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, then...
Things are okay.
I know they're okay, but why just stop at okay? Why not have a good relationship?
And by the way, things are not okay. You're calling us. Your sex life is no good. You're guilty and angry at the same time.
He means they're functional. Rob, you still got away with more than she did.
Yeah.
And I know there's a double standard. I know what it's like to be a guy. I used to be a guy.
Yeah.
Before my sack was run over by a steamroller that Drew's wife was driving.
Yeah.
As she laughed maniacally and swilled another wine cooler. But you got away with more chicks than she got away with dudes. You both were screw-ups. You both deserve each other. Mm-hmm. Now you're still together. There's still some love here. You have a couple of kids. Just put it behind you and get to some counseling and just grow up.
Okay.
You're 35 now. You know what
I mean?
You don't have to freak out. You don't have to freak out over that stuff you freaked out over when you're 23.
Yeah.
Do you? You're 35.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, your nuts are hanging a little bit lower. You got a couple gray hairs and a couple wrinkles, but you know what? You get to get past some of that weird baggage stuff. That's the only good thing about getting older, is just to drop some of that stuff.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what that's like, right, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
You had that energy when you were younger.
Please.
You were a passionate, passionate man. Eric?
Hey.
You're 25?
I'm 25. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Oh, it's great to finally talk to you.
Well, good to talk to you, Eric.
Hey, I got this problem, kind of. Mm-hmm. When I was 21 years old, I was in the Army, and I realized that some bumps were coming up on my genitalia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And late last year, so I waited a long time before I did anything about this, I showed my stepmom, who's a nurse,
ooh,
and she said, that's genital warts.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you've got genital warts. I see it all the time. And I said, well, is that bad? And she said, well, you know, we can do something about it. She said, if you don't want to go to the doctor, I can do something about it.
No way.
And, she took the stuff from the hospital, and she told me what to do. And in about a month and a half, these things were gone. I mean, the bumps were gone.
Okay.
It was just smooth, you know. I mean, it took a while, but
right.
They haven't come back. They haven't come back since I got rid of them about in October. And I was wanting to know, are they still there? Do I still have HPV?
You probably still have it.
And is there anything I can do? And is it contagious right now?
Yes, probably.
Okay.
And there's a certain percentage of those viruses that will go away by themselves. And it's hard to predict for whom that is the case. And just because the wart is not present does not mean you're not contagious. You're not as contagious as if you had the wart,
uh-huh,
but you're still potentially contagious.
Hey, does your dad know you showed your honker to your stepmom?
No, he doesn't know.
I see. Just think of that conversation.
How did that go, by the way, when you pulled it out?
Well, we watch porno together.
You and the stepmom?
Yeah, she's into some fetish, and she wanted me to watch it with her.
The plot is thickening here. Yeah, a little taboo going on.
Well, it was okay, and then, you know...
Well, wait a minute. Why does she want you to watch porn with her?
Because I live in Dallas, and she lives, you know, outside of Dallas, and I'm up here, I can get to the video stores.
Yeah, well, you can mail it back to her.
I'm in Athens every week.
She wants you to watch it with her?
Hold on a second. She lives in a place that's has a scarcity of porn.
She lives about 90 miles from here. It's a town of about 8,000 people.
I see.
They don't have video stores like within the range of, you know,
dry town.
That's no nonsense. Porn. She just, there's so few people. She doesn't want to be seen
and
by
she,
it. Is the deal?
She wants you to go rent it for her or buy it for her.
I rent the videos.
She can buy it over the
you
web.
Rent. Hold on. You rent the videos and then you send it or bring it over to her. And then you guys sit down together to watch it?
Yeah, we got kind of close, you know, so I felt I could open up to her and tell her how I got this problem.
Oh, wait a minute now. Are you having any kind of relations with her?
Absolutely not, no.
But you don't see that it's bizarre that you sit down to your stepmom and watch pornography?
I know it's not normal, but,
yeah,
but we did anyway.
Wow, and where's your dad during this?
He works.
And
does he know you do this?
No, but I wouldn't. I tell him. I mean,
well, what do you think's going through her mind though when you're sitting around and watching porn? I mean, don't you think she has some ideas about you?
I don't think so. No.
You guys drinking?
We drink together. Yeah.
Wow, Eric.
While you watch porn?
No, at parties.
I see. And no boozing with the porn, huh?
We haven't yet, but we're always drinking.
The second couple of beers come out during the porn, there's going to be something going on.
You know, I'm glad you said that. It's a good idea. I'm going to stay away from that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, she's going to have warts. That's the way that's going to work.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Listen here, buddy boy. You got a girlfriend or a wife or something?
No, I'm swinging bachelor.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You're swinging like a pendulum, buddy. Swinging over to stepmom. How old is stepmom?
She's 36.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
My dad's 50.
Okay. Eric?
Uh-huh.
Stay away. Stay out of this situation.
Okay.
Stepmom is a mess.
This.
Okay, no, I wasn't worried about our relationship.
I know, but...
You got an ant crawl on your hand, Adam.
But it was, you know, it was because of her that she was able to diagnose.
Right, yeah, listen, right. Anybody could have diagnosed those warts. It would not. It's not appropriate for someone in your own family to be diagnosing and treating anything, let alone something as intimate as that. That is bizarre.
And then to sit down and watch pornography with her is
one
troubling.
Last second. She likes fetish videos?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Which ones?
Spanking.
I see.
Spanking. We've got a spanking. Both of us collectively did it.
Do you spank each other ever?
No. Well, just once. But no, not usually.
What happened that one time?
Well, she was naughty.
She was joking about it. She said, I get your dad to spank me. And she said, his hand isn't good enough. I said, well, have you ever tried the bath brush?
Bath brush on her, huh?
She said, would that work? And I said, let me show you.
Yeah.
It was just like one hit,
Okay. Did you have to head down to the creek to get the bath brush, or do you have indoor plumbing?
No, actually, we just, she's got a two-bedroom apartment.
Oh, okay. All right, everybody. All right, easy now, buddy. This is going to be trouble. Stay out of there.
Wow.
Hey, Drew, why are all nurses completely insane? This is nurse behavior. This ain't nutty for a nurse. This is just nutty for a civilian, right?
This may be a nurse needs some nursing diversion.
Diversion? Yeah. Like a two-ton bomb diversion so this guy can get out of town. That's crazy. I can't believe... the most disturbing part is that they're not doing anything.
No, the most disturbing part is that Eric doesn't really see any big deal. It didn't occur to him that this was something perhaps inappropriate.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of guy Dad is. 50-year-old guy, got the new wife, probably stepping out on Mom. Mm-hmm. Eric's a swinger himself.
He's into being smacked.
All right. All right. Mudvayne is here now, I believe. We will take ourselves a break. We'll sort out our audio problems, and we'll be back after this.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Hi, this is Jeremy McGrath, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yes, you is. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. All right, Mudvayne is here. We have Rhino and Spag both here from Mudvayne, who just got off stage at the fabulous Hollywood Palladium. I was driving home from my office today and saw the folks heading in early. Geez, must have been about 7:15, 7:30, people piling into the Palladium. And one guy was down on the corner on Hollywood. Some guy was down, like ambulance pulling up, guys tending to him. I don't know what the hell happened to him. Yeah.
Maniacal Mudvayne fans.
Yeah. So how was the show? Worked out?
We got from point A to point B.
Good. That's basically what we're hoping for tonight.
We're not quite making it, though.
No. But we did start at point A. You got to give us credit for that. We just
it wasn't very eloquent.
Point
but,
B
but
is nowhere in sight for us. Ozfest this summer, all summer, or are you guys doing a leg?
No, it's all summer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Who did we just talk to who came in here?
Disturbed, probably.
Cypress Hill. No, wait.
Alien Ant Farm, I think, came in
we've
here
heard
a couple
them.
Nights ago
they're
and said
supposed
they're
supposed to be really good.
Yeah, we heard very good things about them.
Mm-hmm. Seemed they are good, and they're good guys, so you can have fun with them on...
there's their plug.
Ozfest all summer long. Also, Phoenix coming up on the 20th.
Yep.
What is that?
Show.
This Friday, right?
It's the next show.
Albuquerque, 21st, 22nd, Tulsa, Dallas, Houston, Orlando, New Orleans, Nashville, Cleveland, New York. And then I'm guessing it's off to the Ozfest after that.
We do some Florida dates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some radio shows, I believe.
Yeah.
You guys lean up on them mics, please. I know you're probably all like...
Yeah, I think we do. Mics scare me.
Right. I think we do some radio shows in Florida. The Three Doors Down is on one of the shows, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Some large
Offspring
shows.
Is on one.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That is in mid-late May, perhaps?
Yeah.
All right. And then it's...
Ozfest starts, what, June 8th? Pretty good, huh?
Sure. And is that like a couple of that's a couple of months, right?
Oh yeah, it goes till the end of August.
Holy
yeah, it's
Christ.
It's full on.
And when does Ozzy show up?
Yes, I'm gripping my head too.
Ozzy's not on every leg,
oh, yeah.
is he?
Oh yeah. Black Sabbath
headlines every show.
The full deal.
Mm-hmm. Have you met him?
No.
We did hear that he makes a point to go around and meet each of the bands on Ozfest, though. So
that's yeah, funny. I'll be.
That should be an
quiver,
experience.
Yeah, I'll be free.
What do you say? Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Osborne.
Yeah. We've met his kid, Jack. Really nice guy.
Yeah, Jack's great.
And is he in a band or anything?
No, I think he's
working his way into the industry.
Yeah.
Being smart.
How old is Ozzy's kid?
He's 15.
15?
Yeah, Jackson's
a good
15.
Kid. Well, I think he does play drums, though. Somebody said that.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure in a couple years he'll show me some tricks.
All right, we will take ourselves some calls and imagine to hear something off the CD before the night is over.
No.
Sandina?
I've had enough of it tonight already.
Sandina?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, I've been dating this guy for about 5 months, and we recently got physical, and it turns out that he comes really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's psychological or if there's any tricks you guys can tell me to help him out. I mean, he's older. He's almost 30.
Oh, yeah. He's got 1 foot in the grave, this guy. 28, 29.
About that.
I mean, he's trying to get the semen out of him while he's still kicking.
I mean, I'm saying he should be able to deal with this.
Yeah, should have worked it out by now.
Exactly.
He's not in high school anymore. Well, maybe, you know, the good news is you definitely excite him.
Right.
Right.
Does he give you oral sex?
Sometimes.
Is he good for a second time around?
No.
Hmm.
Nothing.
Have you asked him for that?
I've tried to, but he's not very responsive.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he has, I don't know if he has issues or what, but like, I don't know. Sometimes if we go second round, like, he'll get soft before.
Yeah. That's why he's avoiding now.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. All right. And he gives you oral sex sometimes.
Yeah.
Could you have an orgasm with oral sex?
Do I?
Yeah.
No, not always. Sometimes.
I see. Thank you for that definitive answer.
You have one
sometimes
with intercourse?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
So if he could hold out?
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
Which I prefer, actually. So.
Yeah. How about if he takes care of himself, let's say, earlier that day? You think that would help?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he does all that. I mean,
How long does he last?
Oh, God, like 5 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd say definitely give the guy some chance to get used to you. You know, being with someone new is always different and exciting. And who knows, maybe he's just too excited about being with you and can't focus his thoughts in the right place.
Yeah, how many times have you done it with him?
I haven't kept track. Count, like, maybe 10 times.
All right. So it's he should be getting over it.
Yeah.
I'm usually bored by now, but he's got to...
Communication first.
Yeah, he's got to perform oral sex on you, because that's when the clock starts. That's
right.
When you set the sexual meter, as soon as you get down there.
She's one of those that's not into that.
But foreplay is really good with him. It's really good with him.
Why?
I mean, he's thorough.
Because he's avoiding
intercourse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
for
sure.
Right, because it's over in the second act. Yeah. Interesting. All right. Sandina, you got to work it out with him.
Communication.
He needs to take care of himself, though.
Yeah.
He really does. He's got to figure out what he needs to do to keep himself properly.
Are there any, like, tricks I could suggest?
Tell him to masturbate more regularly.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Does he claim to do that?
He hasn't claimed to do it, no.
Yeah, why don't you get him on a maintenance plan?
Yeah, that's what I'm on.
Yeah, the Corolla maintenance plan,
yeah. As a matter of fact, what time is it? Jesus Christ, has it been 40 minutes?
Oh, my God.
Got to get moving. All right, I got to go whack off, Cindy. I got my own problems here.
Thank you, guys.
All right. I'm very disciplined. Let's talk to LJ. LJ?
Hey.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. I was kicked out of school.
Uh-huh.
Because I was fighting with what used to be my girlfriend's boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And then while I was kicked out, she called me up one day to go to her house to have sex, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, when I got to her house, I tried to put on the condom. Yeah. But at first, I didn't put it on so that it would roll.
Right.
Like, roll on.
Yeah,
so
on.
I turned it around.
Right.
And put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after we did it and everything, I didn't go all the way. I didn't, like, come in her. So.
Mm-hmm.
Then, she, after the day after and stuff, she went back to school, and she, like, told her friend that she was, like, it wasn't the day after, it was, like,
all right,
4 days after,
right.
She told her friend that she missed her period.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
not happening.
Yeah.
Are you out of school permanently?
Out of that school.
I see. But there's other schools you'll get involved with and then kicked out of, right? Okay. Just want to make sure.
So what is your question exactly?
Is she pregnant?
That's what he's asking.
Get pregnant from, like, the pre-cum.
Yes, from pre-cum, but not from... You would think we'd hear a lot more of this if a dot of pre-cum on... Because people often put the condom on the wrong way first time.
Sure.
People right. often have a little bit of pre-cum, and that essentially never results in a pregnancy. Plus, there's usually some nonoxynal 9 or something on the outside of the condom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons it's good to use those. And be that as it may, 4 days, Mr. Period, it doesn't fit
for me.
That's too
quick.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
She wouldn't know.
All right, LJ?
Okay, thank you.
Focus on not getting thrown out of school, though, right?
Okay.
All right there, buddy.
Thanks.
Good times.
Thanks.
Hey, there should be some way, can't condom manufacturers work that out where everyone doesn't put them on upside down or backwards or
spread
try to roll
on
them
the
down?
Outside or something?
I would think that they would be trying to work that out. It happens all the time, right?
Well, it does. And if you take a condom out of the wrapper, especially in the heat of battle, Lord knows most people are, they got a few beers in them. It's dark. The adrenaline's pumping. The hookers charging by the minute, so you're in a hurry. And you put the thing on the wrong way. I mean, I don't know. Couldn't they do a this side up or a big arrow or some sort of bullseye or something?
Pack it in spermicide or something?
Yeah, so that if it did touch that end, whatever was killed. I don't know. It just seems like a fairly easy fix. You want to work on that, Drew?
We'll put the condom guard or we'll dispense that.
All right. We'll take a little break. Mudvayne is our guest tonight. We'll be back after this.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. No, put that stuff out of here. You cannot put a full plate of carrots in front of a guy who's sitting in front of a microphone.
They got their fruit.
No, it's going to be a mess. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play a Mudvayne song.
Then they can eat. Okay.
And those guys can shovel as much food down their throat in 3 minutes and 15 seconds as they can. Well, Drew, hold on a second. We'll get to the song. Drew's very worried about the band's nutrition.
Because they haven't eaten in a couple
That's
days.
The truth.
All right. We'll get them some food. Mudvayne is our guest tonight. LD50 is the name of the CD and the name of this song. Anderson, are you over? You ready? This one's called Dig. There you go. Dig from Mudvayne, who is our guest tonight, just off the stage at the Hollywood Palladium. Now, their bellies are filled with food, and it's time to get some beer in there, right, boys?
Carrots and good roughage and such.
Rhino and Spag are both here from the band. And we will hop back on the phones and speak to Tom, who's 21. Tom?
Howdy.
What's up?
About a few months ago, I was visiting a guy friend of mine, and we had oral sex. And
You're gay.
Drew, please, let him finish.
And I showed up with I got a cold sore on my lip.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You showed up with that.
Well, yeah.
You showed up.
No, it showed up on him
after having had oral sex. All right.
So I went to the doctor. I got it treated, but I didn't really tell him exactly how I got it. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, could that have been genital wart or herpes?
Yes, it could have been, but
that's not. You can have outbreaks like that, fever blisters and whatnot.
Yeah,
without it being.
I've never had that before, so I'm assuming that this is my first time getting exposed.
Did you make out with the guy too?
Oh, yeah.
So it could have come from his mouth as well, right? It could have just played
old. He's not cheap. He doesn't just go blow a guy. They make out. And
exactly. You got to smooth your way in there.
Fair amount of cuddling afterward, too. How dare you, Drew?
Hey, and by the way, I have got some...
Pillow talk?
That's right. Penny for your thoughts.
Yeah.
Did you need some other anal sex tips, too?
Yeah, we're looking for those tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, evacuate... And maybe even
Adam, how could you miss that one?
I missed the.
Some people.
We are poop authorities, so bring it on.
Evacuate. I see.
Yep.
Do you need any assistance with evacuation?
Tom, let me ask you. You're gay, right?
Yes.
All right. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I blow guys. Yeah.
I see. I understand. And your behymen is not intact, right? You've had anal sex.
Behymen?
Yes, that's what
is
a man
is. That an actual
has.
Term, like a mangina?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's the behymen. The mangina has a behymen.
Okay.
And Tom has been pierced, right?
3 times in the ears, yes.
I see. And now, how does one evacuate beside the traditional way? I mean, is there...
Well, extra? I was going to say enema.
Wine enema? Possibly.
Really? Is enema an important way to prepare?
I've just heard people do it, and they seem to think it's better to be extra. Okay.
I see, yes. If I would insist my partner go at it with a bottle brush before I get back there. Is that out of line?
I don't think so, as long as it doesn't break any blood vessels.
And I see. And Tom, so do they go, they do the enema, hmm?
Some people do, yeah.
I see. And what does that enema consist of?
What are you talking about?
Like, I mean, is it just
where is this going?
Warm water or coffee or what do you
warm
use?
Water, warm water.
Wine.
Warm
I already wine? Said wine.
I see. What kind?
Depends.
A nice Pinot Noir.
Like if you ate fish earlier, should you go with a white wine?
Chardonnay.
I prefer
Grigio, but actually.
Yeah.
And,
Grigio? Again, I don't like white wines.
All right, but Tom, you'd go with a nice Zinfandel, right?
And then the next
something bubbly
is after the liquor and the relaxing,
uh-huh.
you need to really just push out as if you're really going to take a poo, but you're not.
Uh-huh.
So when the guy pushes his head ever so gently into the area,
I see.
It actually goes in easier, but it kind of makes a pop.
You are blowing my hair back.
I see.
Slow down.
I see. But you really must make sure you're evacuated before you start pushing, right?
Exactly.
That's where did you come up with that technique?
Actually, it's been kind of passed down to me.
Passed down through the
I see. Grandpa accepted penis that way?
No.
I see. No, so it's no. not a family tradition.
No.
Okay.
I'm sure if you read it's enough like porn, you can figure this out.
Schizophrenia, 50% hereditary.
All right, Tom. Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Cool.
All right, good times there, buddy.
All right, hey, thanks anyway.
All right,
cheers.
Tom. Thank you.
All right, interesting.
And by the way, Tom was
push.
The real thing.
Tom was gay. I think that's conclusive.
But you know what I mean?
Yes, Tom was gay from the day
birth.
He was born.
Yeah.
We have a saying in the band. You wake up and you pray the gay away. It's like it's like
you
a band. It's kind
of
like
day
a
award.
You get the gay of the day.
The only way to get rid of the gay.
Yeah, got to pray the gay away.
Really wanted to get away.
It's a like a bunk thing. Like there's 12 guys sleeping on a bus together.
Sure.
You know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a rolling prison that bus of yours.
Exactly, exactly. You wake up in the morning. You pray the gay away. It's,
hey,
you know,
rolling prison. Come on, we prefer People Aquarium.
People Aquarium.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Interesting.
You'll hear about bunk socks. That's like a band thing too.
Bunk socks.
Bunk socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I collect them. Chad throws them away or discards them, rather.
See, you could, Adam's hamper is filled with bunk socks.
Bunk socks.
I've currently rented my hamper out. It's on a tour with Thin Lizzy. AJ?
Yes.
You're 16. What's up?
I'm 15. I'm sorry.
All right. What's up?
I've been in my room like all day long today. I'm on spring break.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go anywhere. I'm not sure if I'm depressed or not. But I'm feeling really, really depressed. Like, I would just sit in my room, like, since I was, like, 14, I've been smoking cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
And I smoked, like, almost a whole pack today.
Just sitting in your room?
Sitting in my room smoking a whole pack.
Do you have friends?
Huh?
Do you have friends?
Do I have friends? I have a lot of friends, but, like, I don't know, like, I just feel like I don't want to be around my friends.
How have your grades been at school?
Oh, they're good.
They're not dropping or anything?
A little bit. Like, they went from A's to B's and now they're going down.
Uh-oh. Phone's going out.
Hold on a second.
All right. Hop on that stationary phone there. Yeah, I'd say she's depressed if she's not leaving her room and smoking a pack.
Grades are dropping.
Got a lot of friends, but she doesn't want to talk to them.
AJ, you smoking pot or doing anything else that could make you depressed?
Yeah, I am. I'm smoking pot.
Every day?
Not every day, like on the weekends.
Hmm.
Well, the good news is she has to go to the park once a week to score, right?
Well, yeah.
And that gets you out of the house. that's a step in the right direction. Got to score.
I feel like a lot of guys, like every guy that I've been with, like the last guy that I was with told a bunch of my friends, like, I don't like her.
Oh, well.
Hey, hold on. AJ?
Welcome to the world.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about radio, even FM. You can't use the F word. I know it was a quote, and therefore she thought she slid in under the radar. But
no, she didn't think.
We're not living in progressive enough times, even at this hour, to use the F word. All right there, AJ?
All right.
Okay, how about you hang out with some of your friends?
Well, my friends are all stoners.
How about getting some new friends?
Yeah, you've gotten into the wrong crowd.
Well, like, I mean, I try, but, like, I wouldn't say I'm an outcast at school. I have a lot of friends, like, at school. I hang out with, like, different groups and everything.
Okay.
But, like, I just, like, feel, like, unwelcome when I go to somebody else's group. Like, my stoners are, like, my family.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being an outcast at school. I mean, there's no big...
Sure.
I mean, that's not necessarily out of, I don't know, unusual.
Is
you got to find a context to...
Is your real family a group of stoners?
My mom.
Yeah.
My dad. Well, my family's kind of corrupted. My dad's a cop.
Mm. Ooh. Ooh, that combination.
And your mom's a stoner.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
How they met. He was busting her.
That's confusing.
Buster.
Mixed messages.
Hey, AJ?
Yeah.
You think you need some therapy or something?
I'm not sure. Like, I think so. Like, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll just be like, oh, God, it's dark outside. I don't feel like going to school.
Yeah. It's hard to know how much this is a normal part of your age.
Mm-hmm.
16, people get a lot of depressive symptoms. But if your grades are dropping, Adam.
I'm trying to unkink your cord there,
thank you. Is that important for you?
Yeah.
I kind of like the kink.
Trade the kink away.
True. Have you gotten enough trouble with these cords tonight that you don't have to put 80 pounds on the goddamn thing?
But, AJ, this may be a normal part of the transition you're going through at your age, but the fact that your grades are dropping, you don't want to leave your room, these are things that suggest there might be something more substantial going on. And that really is not just the blues. That may be a true depressive episode. And you don't want things to get out of hand to the point that you could start having consequences that could affect the rest of your future. Things like your grades really falling out of bed.
All right, so what should
you
do?
Or making bad choices. Either see a doctor or talk to maybe the counselor
at
school.
What about this? And I know we always get into this, but what can one kickstart oneself?
Exercise?
I mean, yeah, you get up in the morning, you feel like ass, you don't want to leave the bed. We all feel that way 5 days out of the week, but
find a way to be creative.
We got to go. You got to get up, got to do it. Don't want to do it, don't want to work out, don't want to get dressed, don't want to take a shower, don't want to inhale, don't want to show up to work, don't want to do everything, but yet, you just do it.
But by all means, if you can, do. If you can't, that's when you need help.
Okay. Otherwise, become a catatonic schizophrenic, and then that'll be all right.
Right.
You won't care.
You gotta have goals. Dennis?
Hi.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's
okay.
up?
My problem seems to be, okay, I'm going out with this girl.
Is this Dennis or not?
Yes, this is Dennis, but...
Or Denise.
Dennis.
Okay, Dennis.
Okay, I'm going out with this girl, okay, and she's got a kid. And she's been doing drugs.
Hold on, Dennis with a vagina or Dennis with a penis?
Dennis with a vagina. I'm a lesbian.
Oh, sorry, baby.
Great, we
oh,
we
that's
love
fine.
That.
What's your parents' name, you?
No, I don't want to say my name.
Okay. You just got to understand that when you use a male name and say you're dating this chick,
you've confused
17.
Us from the beginning.
Chinese, whatever, same thing.
All right, so you're lesbian, you're
We're
dating a girl.
An identity crisis here.
Yeah, and she's been using drugs around her kid. Like she'll turn her kid around and like sniff online over here, and she's been doing it for like really, really often, like once a day or, you know, and she's like been delivering here and there, and I tell her, I'm like, dude.
Delivering?
Like,
what does delivering mean?
Excuse me?
What does delivering mean?
Delivering meaning like she's been like...
Dealer.
Yeah.
I see.
You know, she's been like...
You need to get away from all of that very quickly.
But see, like, I love this girl, and I'm like really, really trying to help her. I mean, I give her
no,
money.
No, no, no.
You loved her before she became the addict, right?
Because I mean, don't get me wrong. I used to do drugs, too.
Right. Sure.
You know, and I got with her, and she was a drinker, meaning she would like drink a lot.
I see. That's
and true. Now is like... It's gone worse. She's been smoking marijuana, doing crystal meth.
How old is she?
She's 20 years old.
I see. And, boy, yeah, I tell you, you got the worst luck of all lesbians. You're the only lesbian as a girlfriend who has a kid. You know what I mean? It's like, you're screwed. And she's a mess, this girl.
And why is it that you need all that chaos? Were you sexually abused by a male when you were growing up and then had a not-available mom?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't really like to, like... I mean, I got raped 3 times.
But it started when you were, like, 3 years old, right?
No, I mean, I've been all like this, like, my whole life, basically.
No, how old were you when you first were raped?
When I first realized that I was gay?
No, when you were first raped.
Oh, raped? I was 14.
Nothing happened before that?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Where's your dad?
My dad, he is out of town. Like, he is divorced with my mom.
How about when he was around?
Permanently out of town.
What was he like when he was around?
It was pretty sad. Like, meaning, like my parents would get into like a lot of arguments and a lot of fights.
All right.
Did he do anything to you?
No, not at all.
Did he drink?
Nope.
No.
But your mom was loaded.
No, my mom, she's just cool. She doesn't do any kind of like drugs or anything.
All right.
Well, somebody's alcoholic in your family. Who is?
Nobody. Nobody that I know of.
All right. All right, so do you have any contact with Dad?
Yeah, I do.
All right, how's he doing?
He's okay. He's just a little bit depressed.
I see. Does he know you're lesbian?
Yeah, my family knows that I'm gay.
That's right. You showed them.
Exactly.
The party's over. All right.
It's got to be.
I don't want to get into it. This woman is a mess that you're with. You're 17. Why the hell go down that road? I mean, if it was your kid and you were 28 and you got booted out of the service or something, and it's like, hey, I know she's a mess, but I love her.
You got to stay with her.
We got a kid together. Yeah. We got to hang in. I mean, you're 17. This girl's a handful.
But I care for her a lot.
No, but Dennis, you're 17. A lot of that's built on fantasy. She's loaded all the time. She doesn't know whether you're there for her or not.
How is she able to take care of this kid?
Yeah, that's the worst part about it.
She's got her family with her, you know? And I don't know, like, I mean, sometimes I take care of the kid while she's, like, over there doing something. Mm. You know?
No, it's not your responsibility. You're too young to be messing with stuff like that.
She doesn't care about herself enough about herself to take care of herself, or she has issues that doesn't let her have the feelings that she needs to have for herself, and she obviously doesn't care for the child's well-being, because if she's leaving the child with you or you're, you know, taking care of the child and she's doing drugs all the time, she doesn't have the child's best interest at heart. And
how old is your girlfriend?
It's very sad.
She's 20.
20?
Yeah. She's a mess. I guarantee her family's a mess. It's really just a big S storm in that house. You really shouldn't get involved with that any more than you are.
Well, should I just give her an ultimatum or something?
What's the ultimatum?
Yeah.
It's either her or her drugs or something.
Well, then she has to get treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give her an ultimatum. That's fine.
Put down the crack pipe or I won't go down on you.
No, for her to get treatment.
I was saying that to Drew. I didn't mean that. You hear me? I mean it this time.
But
as far as your ultimatum.
She needs to be in treatment, and so do you. You need to be in at least some codependency recovery. So.
Oh, boy. All righty. Listen, I know those parents were a handful. I know Dennis' parents were a mess.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. Kimberly.
Hey.
Hey, you're 21.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, how's cheerleading practice?
Last week or something, some guy called and said that his girlfriend, when she would give him a blowjob, that she would keep some of the semen in the mouth and kiss him.
We call that snowballing.
Snowballing, yes.
Right. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes.
Isn't there some kind of sexual Geneva convention isn't anyone going to lay some ground rules down for sex?
Hey, I mean, no rules. That's how it goes.
Out of bounds.
All right, so
well,
yes.
You guys thought, I think you like thought it was a bogus call and you didn't take him seriously?
No, all right, maybe you're right.
Okay, because he didn't like his girlfriend doing that. Well, actually, I did that before without my boyfriend's consent.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would say...
That would be a surprise.
I don't like to give him a blowjob. I mean, it tastes nasty and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's disgusting.
Tell him to change his diet.
It'll
change the taste.
Really?
Tell him to change his diet.
It will
change the taste of his semen.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
Ryan?
Yeah, I'm not with this guy anymore.
So to get back at him... You injected your semen from your mouth into his?
Well, it was his semen.
Oh, my goodness. That's
to make him taste it,
cruel and unusual.
I get used to it and like the taste.
What did he do when you did that?
He would squirm away.
Squirm away?
Squirm his mouth away. Like, ooh, don't kiss me. Like, after I would do that.
I see.
I did that twice to him, and then he didn't ask me anymore.
He couldn't just slash his tires like a dignified lady? You had to give him the snowball, huh? Well,
have you ever tried talking to him about it? You know, say something like, I don't want to go down on you. How about that?
Yeah, but he would just keep pressuring me. And I was like 14, and I was like just a little.
Oh, 14.
Come on.
And how old was he?
15.
Nice. Well, I tell you, guys are really young gentlemen these days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a great relationship.
So that was in the past, right?
Yeah.
All right. How are things now?
Oh, things are okay now. I don't do that to my boyfriend anymore.
But do you still pick sort of abusive a-holes?
Well, I haven't had a boyfriend for a while, but when I do,
you pick abusive a-holes.
Yeah.
Right. Why don't you work on that?
It seems like I'm only attracted to those guys. Like,
yeah, guess what? That's because Dad was an abusive a-hole.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
He was physically abusive. Like, it was an army brat or whatever. And
whatever. You got to get over that. I got a book for you. It's called Dreams of Love and Fateful Encounters.
Dreams of Love and Fateful Encounters.
You go read that book. It talks about how these experiences with your parents sort of lock in these idealized images of what you're going to find out there in your peers, your love relationships, and you get compulsively look for these people.
There you go. All right, Kimberly.
Okay.
Faithful Encounter.
Read anything, please.
Okay, well.
And I'm telling you, I'm so freaked out by this new snowball phenomenon that after I receive oral sex,
how about a chili dog?
Yeah, you run. Break into a sprint.
You know about the chili dog?
Oh,
you don't know about chili dog?
Oh, my
blowpo?
Oh, my God.
No, let's hear about the chili dog.
The chili dog. That's, you defecate between the woman's breasts, and mm-hmm. you have...
You eat the chili dog?
No.
She eats it?
Then you put the dog in there. Put the dog
right.
in there.
All right, so you got the buns, which are the breasts.
Exactly.
And then the BM, chili. Which is the chili, and now and it's time for the dog.
The dog,
Adam,
exactly.
I'm offended. I've never heard you say the word BM.
Can you say that on the air?
I think we did. I think I could do... I did that with a cocktail weenie once. I don't know if it's the same.
No.
All right, so that's the chili dog.
That's the chili dog.
Right.
The chili dog. We have the snowball, the chili dog.
Yeah. Right.
You got bagpiping.
We have bagpiping.
Yeah. How's that
masturbate your partner with your
arm.
With your armpit.
Armpit.
But there was another one you mentioned along the chili dog. Blowpo. What's
true.
Blowpo.
How do you know about
blowpo.
No, I was
blowpo. Blowpo is when fellatio during the act of defecation.
Oh. Wait, who's defecating?
Well,
the one who's receiving the fellatio
exactly.
defecates?
Yes.
Geez, I don't know if I could do both.
In other words, the guy blows and some.
I couldn't do both either. Yeah.
So.
Oh my God! What did my wife come to?
No. Blow and poe.
Blow and poe. Okay.
Okay. And you've got the infamous pearl belt.
What's that? Yeah,
which is the opposite of the pearl necklace.
Another pearl necklace.
You reverse and sit. And
help! Help! What's that?
Blow the other way.
I understand.
You give a pearl belt instead of a pearl necklace.
Right.
Help me.
I had a pair of pearl suspenders there. And I was raped by two hillbillies.
Did he make you squeal like a piggy?
He didn't ask me to, but I did anyway. I want to play it safe.
Burt Reynolds style?
I didn't want to offend the gentleman.
Yeah.
He had that rock salt already loaded up. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. I'm going to go projectile vomit.
I'm going to join you.
That's code for projectile vomiting. And Mudvayne is here tonight. We'll be back with more isms after this. It is the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Mudvayne is in the studio tonight. Rhino and Spag are both here from the band. And I got to say, the show got off to a rocky start. Then Mudvayne showed up, and all was well.
Yeah, just a little more. Yeah, Adam, you just lit up with that poo talk. BM, now that we've qualified it.
36 years old, and I'm still not done talking about poo. You know, some people talk about Jesus Christ, and they want to share the good news, and they can't shut them up about it. I'm that way about gas and poo.
Evangelical BM talk.
Yeah, I want to be just like Jesus when I grow up.
Anything is humorous having to do with poo or having to do with gas. You know, I mean, it's
why is that?
We bought a fart machine, and it's actually I don't have it. It's
why is it funny and why is it not funny to women?
Why do you think Adam Sandler is paid $20 million a movie?
Yeah,
because
potty humor. It's
eight-year-old males love it.
It's the funniest.
Females look at it and go, "Oh my God, what the f is you?"
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah. They don't have a sense of humor.
They do get the remote control fart machine though.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's funny.
That's not bad. Do you have one of those, Drew?
Yeah, of course. Two sons.
I think.
Oh yeah.
I mean, call in and prove me wrong, but I think girls like poop too.
In fact,
I do.
Some of them do. So those are the more enlightened ones. But I'll tell you what. The highlight of my boys' week last week is when they discovered that my wife's security lock in her key that locks her car
worked the fart machine.
Endless.
Scatlovers.com if you're a woman into poop. Yeah. Into poo.
Michelle, I mean Michael.
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
Are you a woman into poo? No. I see. What's up?
Got a question for Mudvayne.
Here they are.
Oh, God.
First of all, I want to say you guys rock.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a big fan.
Thanks.
And I was wondering what your inspiration was for the song Dig.
Inspiration?
Yeah.
Turn your radio down, please.
My radio?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
My radio. No, we're talking to everyone who's listening.
No, Dig... Dig's inspired by a lot of our experiences that we've had in life and the things that we've come into contact with. It's about... people trying to change you as an artist, trying to hold you down from doing the things you want to do artistically.
Oh, you can't wear makeup?
Yeah, I mean, let's say you want to give someone a pearl belt or cummerbund or something.
Pearl cummerbund.
That's good.
Or want to wear a dress or call yourself Dennis.
Right.
Exactly.
Or the pearl brooch, which I tried once in high school. Unsuccessfully, I might add. Lost one of my best friends.
I know you're working for the pearl tiara.
That's my next move, yes. Michelle?
Yes?
You're Michelle. Hey, I had a chance to redeem myself. You're 17. What's up?
Yeah.
I've been taking Zoloft for about 2 weeks now, mm-hmm. and my doctor never actually told me what the side effects were or how it would affect me.
Well,
I was just wondering.
If it's going properly, it should just make it so your whatever mood symptoms you're having don't bother you so much, basically. But it can certainly shut off your libido. You can start having less sexual drive. You can have difficulty with orgasm. You can be fatigued. You can get headaches. You can have palpitations. A lot of little things that can happen with that medicine. But generally, it's pretty well tolerated.
Those are bad things.
Okay.
But if it's something you're concerned about or it's that you don't feel good on it, then by all means, you should get back and talk to your doctor about it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself. Let's talk to Steve, who's 15. Steve?
I think we just actually helped somebody.
Yeah. Well, that's because I didn't talk.
No, that was really satisfying.
Yeah. We were all silent and Drew actually helped somebody. Yeah. All right. Well, the party's over, Steve. What's up?
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey.
Yes, Adam, you're a genius.
Well, thank you.
And Drew, I love your new Mars Venus show, whatever that is.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you don't really. I know you don't really, but that's okay.
But go ahead.
Yeah. Well,
what about Mudvayne?
Oh, yeah, love Mudvayne, too.
Excellent, great. We're off to a good start.
Wonderful. Yeah, I have a problem, like, last week, my cum has been, like, kind of peach, I guess.
Cum?
Yeah.
Mm. I thought you said tongue.
Peach color?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you give, like, a peach belt or peach necklace? Yeah,
so it's like tan, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Did at any point you ever see any blood in it or anything like that?
No.
Has it gotten yellow?
Mm.
Peach is interesting. Are you an interior designer? Where you've been hanging around the swatches at the Dunn Edwards? How do you come up with peach?
Is it taupey?
Most people say like brown or taupey, bloody.
I don't have mauve anywhere in there.
Yeah, taupey or...
yeah. Or is it like a burnt sienna?
You know.
Steve, listen, the colors like that, that's sort of heading towards brown.
Yeah, Mustang.
Is
blood.
Blood, usually. Yeah. And blood and semen is
Navajo
actually...
Navajo white.
Is actually not uncommon at all. It's not really anything you should be very disturbed about. Might be worthwhile seeing a doctor. Are you sexually active?
Not really.
Have you ever had sex?
Yeah.
Would you say it's kind of a Swiss coffee?
So it's a worthwhile having it checked out to make sure it's not some complication of an infection higher up in the genital tract, which sometimes happens.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, he's a very artistic young lad. Willie?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hey,
excellent. Willie. How are you?
Good. I listen to you guys every night cruising up and down I-5 between Eugene and Portland.
We are driving music.
Fluids.
What are you hauling?
Venomous pet fluids from animal hospital to a lab.
Venomous pet fluids. That's really, really cool because I used to own a lot of reptiles, so I'm kind of an authority on that thing.
Really? What do they haul that for?
What's that?
To make serum?
Yeah.
It's like blood work and stuff like that.
Sure.
To make anti-serum.
Yeah.
Antivan.
But I got a couple things to share with you here. One thing is I got a band up here. It's called Knights of the Whip. And most people, when I tell them that name, they go, well, Knights of the Whip, that sounds kind of kinky. And I'm like, well, yeah, but you got to know.
Genital torture kind of thing?
Yeah, it's actually Oregon history. They were stagecoach drivers in the 1800s and stuff.
Wow.
The other thing I wanted to share with you, I wrote some songs about a politician, a guy named Bob Packwood.
Yeah.
Remember Bob?
Okay. Yeah, we do.
You drive too much and you think too much. Go on.
Were you bit by like a Komodo dragon or something? Or
Galapagos Island adventure at some point?
Other than all that, you know, like the old lady, when I get home after driving 400 miles a night, she wants to, like, you know, get down, right?
Sure.
But she likes to have the old nipple pinched, I mean, really hard.
Okay.
Right.
And I mean hard. Is that, you know, I mean, it's twisted.
Right.
You know, I don't even have to, like, actually have sex with her before she starts to come. It's kind of weird.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah. Is that normal?
No, but...
I've known a woman to orgasm from nipple pressure. It happens.
Really?
It's not... Yeah, no, no. Oblige her.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's what she needs, give it to her.
Come grab it, you know, and they just, like...
Dig in.
Start going off, you know?
There's a reason why people have their nipples pierced.
What does he sound like?
Trust
me. That could be part of it, huh?
Come on.
Willie? Yeah, hey, Willie, what? Hold on, I got to get this venom hauling gig down. I can't get my mind around this. What kind of vehicle do you drive?
It's a 95 Mercury Mystique.
Yeah, we imagine a 12-wheeler, a 16-wheeler at first.
No, we're talking a car here. I just, like, you know, haul little animals.
We're not talking about gallons of venomous rattlesnake poison.
Actually, like, you know, ounces.
Little jars, yeah.
So they milk it out of diamondbacks and stuff like that?
No, your average everyday dogs, cats, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, dogs and cats, venomous cats.
Venomous dogs and cats.
What are you talking about?
It's the kind of stuff that nobody wants to steal, that's for sure.
What are you talking about?
You mean dogs that have, like, rabies and stuff like that?
No, you know how you have, like, couriers that run from hospital to hospital?
Willie, you're not tracking with us.
Hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
We're all familiar with the notion of an automobile going from one spot to another. That, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you a wild coincidence. You know what I'm going to climb into tonight to get home, Drew?
Yeah, but...
It's a wild, eerie coincidence. A car!
Are you going to haul something with that car?
Yes, I will haul my hairy ass.
Dude, he's been listening to too much Mudvayne.
Yeah.
Willie.
Yeah.
Venomous cats and dogs, what we're hung up on.
Nipple twisting is not your problem.
What does that mean? What do you mean you're taking anti-venom from cats and dogs?
No, not venom. Just, you know, it's kind of like a slang term for the job I do. You know, most people ask, you know, what are you doing? I'm like, you know, hauling lab samples.
All right, well, why don't you tell us what
do you really do?
Lab samples.
Of what? Animals?
Yeah. Listen. The guy's a lackey at some veterinarian, and he wanted to turn himself into Mick Dundee or something, some kind of crocodile hunter. he tried to turn his job into Tarzan, basically. He's a stooge that hauls animal crap around.
Animal blood to lab.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. That's a noble job.
Your St. Bernard gets a hepatitis, and Willie over here will haul it down the road for you.
I need a Mudvayne song.
All right.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
All right, I do too. This one's called Nothing to Gain. Oh, you ready, Anderson? Here we go. That is Mudvayne. You can find him all week at Knott's Berry Farm at the Good Time Jamboree Theater. They'll be opening up for us
SeaWorld.
SeaWorld after that?
My first LSD trip was at Knott's Berry Farm.
I would get into that, except for we're running late for a break. So Mudvayne is here, and we'll be back right after this.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Yeah. I like this riff. Yeah. Sum 41? Yeah, I always think you say Sum 41. Makes just as much sense. Mudvayne is our guest tonight. They are going to be here for the entirety of the show, which is about 9.5 minutes. And we are going to hop back on the phones and see if we can knock a few out before we go home. Sarah?
Yeah, that would be me.
You're 18. What's up?
Well, I have a problem. Like, every time I have sex, I'll, like, start enjoying it, and then, like, my whole body will, like, start shaking, and my face will go numb.
Is that the point of orgasm, or do you have an orgasm?
I don't have orgasms when I have sex.
Have you ever had one?
Once with a boyfriend that I'd had for a really long time, but I had to help him. Like, a lot.
Did you physically do something, or just yell, "Mach Schnell"?
I had to physically help him.
I see.
He didn't.
She had a walker.
He was a virgin before I had sex.
All right. Swag, do you, have some experience with this?
No, we were talking about this earlier, and we're interested in how maybe you're oversensitized or
hyperventilating.
Yeah, hyperventilating, absolutely.
I don't know. It's my face.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're maybe nervous. So maybe you need to relax and kind of get into, maybe find a partner that you're comfortable with and something that makes you feel comfortable. You know.
Well, a couple nights ago, I slept with a guy that I've slept with before, and, like, I was pretty comfortable with him, and it just, like, I used to have this with comfortable partners, like my boyfriends that I'd had for a really long time, my legs would shake, like, during an after sex, and then, like, lately it's been, like, my whole body starts shaking.
Are you on any medication?
No, but I should be.
What are you supposed to take? What are you supposed to take?
Oh, well, I stopped therapy because, like, the guy said that he wanted to put me on lithium carbonate. So.
Uh-huh.
It sounded scary, so I stopped.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he may have had a point there, Sarah. Yeah.
But be that as it may, I wouldn't worry about this symptom you're having. It doesn't smack of anything that you should be concerned with, okay?
Hey, Sarah,
is there any way that I can, like, make it stop?
I think you need...
Try to watch your breathing. Breathe slow and even.
Remember you had that boyfriend that you had the orgasm with, even though you had to have a tuft of his hair and basically manipulate his head like a mouse on your vagina? You need to find yourself a guy
and work it out.
And work it out.
get the pound. The,
well, that's, the, what, that's what these guys are saying, too.
Yeah, the the bouncing around thing is not going to work out. It's like using a new baseball mitt every time you play. It's never going to work right. You got to work one in. You got to get the oil in there. You got to break it in.
Anna, 39. Anna?
Thank you, Drew.
Well, we got to move along.
Let's move along.
Yes, hi there, Adam and Dr. Drew. How you doing?
Good.
This is a question for the doc.
Yeah.
Doc, I was just wondering. I went into my gynecologist. I had told her I was having abdominal pain. This was on a Friday. I ended up in the hospital with an ectopic pregnancy on like Sunday morning, early or Sunday morning.
Tubal pregnancy.
Yes,
egg gets
and.
In the tube.
I'm wondering, would my doctor have known that? I mean, because she didn't diagnose me with that, and she didn't tell me to get an ultrasound or do anything
you mean
like
something, that. You mean you believe that she withheld that from you? That somehow she knew you had a total pregnancy and wouldn't tell you?
You know...
That doesn't make much sense, does it?
Gynos can be pretty spiteful bitches. I've had them screw with me before. Yeah. They're a dangerous breed, those gynos. I had a polyp on one of my ovaries.
Yeah?
Nothing. Didn't say ass. She saw it. It was right there.
See?
Retard could have spotted it on
think
the,
about
on the
it,
scan.
Anna. Think about it. You have tubals are life-threatening emergencies. Your doctor's going to go, oh, yeah, I'm going to think about it. I'm not going to tell her about it tonight. Just for fun. Just for sport.
No, I don't think she did that on purpose. I was just saying... Wouldn't there be steps that she should have taken? Like, all she did was
feel
on my abdomen and tell me to, like, you know, well, okay, I don't really feel anything. You might have some fluid.
Did she take a pregnancy test?
No, no.
And you knew, but you knew you were pregnant?
No, I didn't. I didn't know.
All right.
That's sort of what's missed, I think, is getting the pregnancy test.
Yeah.
All right, well, what should you do? Go back in? Or?
No, everything turned out fine, right? You had the tube repaired.
No, I ended up in emergency surgery. I mean, I almost died. I had to
That's pretty much the way it always goes. Well, the blood transfusions are sort of extreme, but it's pretty much always something that by the time it presents, it needs to be taken care of rapidly.
All right.
Now, these days, they can treat it medically. It doesn't always have to have a surgery.
Yeah. I mean, listen, she may have been lazy. She may have overlooked it, but I don't think there was any malice in her decision.
Yeah. I'm not sure it was lazy. It's just they didn't.
Well, I mean, she was just tired of looking at Anna's vagina and wanted to get the hell out of there. I mean, they're human beings, aren't they? All right, let's take ourselves a break. We'll be right back with Mudvayne after this. All right. I want to thank Mudvayne for coming in here tonight and really salvaging what was a lost cause at about the 10:20.
And next, we talk about God.
And educating.
Yes, yes. The pearl belt, the pearl necklace, pearl suspenders, pearl cummerbund, pearl.
Below po. Don't forget below po.
Pearl
and bagpiping.
I'm gonna try something called the Pearl Ascot on Drew out in the parking lot. Work with that. LD50 is the name of the CD. Go out and get it if you haven't already. And thanks, guys, for coming
in. Thank you very much.
Come in anytime you like.
It was a privilege. Thank you.
Nice to meet you. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. You're gay, right?
Yes.
All right. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I blow guys, yeah.
I see. I understand.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.